You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network. Portions of this broadcast have been pre-recorded.
Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Internet Radio's own Chuck Amuck, and with me as always, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the Philly Nilly with the chili on the willy, Christian from Philly. Talk to us, my brother. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my brother. It's time to talk about the news.
That's right. That's right. We always have quite a bit of news here on the Full Tilt. Last week we had, I think it was like close to two hours of news. We'll see. We might be able to trim that down this week. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You never know. Sometimes we catch a little wind and keep going. I don't know. Shit comes up, you know, as always. However, this week we had quite a bit of news. Started out on 4th of July with a mass shooting. Punk kid goes up and, you know, shoots up a parade, a 4th of July parade, no less. Killing seven and injuring dozens more in Highland Park, an upscale Chicago suburb. I used to live in Dallas, and I actually lived right by a Highland Park, and it was very upscale. I imagine Highland Park in Chicago is upscale, super upscale as well. However, this punk kid, he legally purchased at least five guns, Christian. He's 21 years old. Purchased five guns legally. Because, you know, you can buy guns when you're 21. He bought, including a Smith & Wesson M&P 15 semi-automatic rifle that was apparently used during the attack. So, clearly, the gun problem persists. It's always going to persist. That's what happens when you live in a free country where guns are available. So this is going to persist regardless because, you know, people are sick in the head. And it's because of the way they were brought up.
Didn't we have this discussion last week of that I screamed and rant and raved about being afraid to go out now? Going out in the world and enjoying our time. Didn't I have this discussion last week?
We did. This is, of course, another shooting. It's gotten to where we're numb with it now.
No, it's gotten to the point where I guess everybody has to stay in their fucking houses now, all right? Because this isn't the only thing that I just found out earlier today about the this parade thing. I've heard on the news that came right after Friday Night SmackDown in Fox News, that a funeral, there was a deadly ambush at a funeral.
Oh, my God.
So now, you're not even safe at funerals. You're not safe at hospitals. You're not safe at supermarkets. You can't even be fucking safe at fucking funerals. This is getting fucking ridiculous at this point.
I mean, at this point, it seems like everybody has to carry. You have to learn how to use a gun, and you have to learn how to use it responsibly, obviously. Because if someone fucking breaks out shooting at you, somebody's got to take a stand and fucking shoot them back. There's only three things you can do in a situation. No, we don't. But there's only three things you can realistically do in a situation. Okay.
Disclaimer, we don't condone gun violence. Disclaimer, people. Don't get your knickers in a twist, all right? We don't support gun violence.
We don't. But at some point, you have to defend yourself. And in a situation where somebody comes in with a gun like that, if you have a gun on you, it's your responsibility to take that person out, I think. Because then you could end up,
in
you know, like that fool. In self-defense.
Again,
you have to. Somebody
again,
has
people,
to do something.
Again, people, disclaimer, in self-defense, we're not saying take them out, like, you know.
Right. Like this kid did. Apparently, he's a real fucked up guy, real fucked up in the head, dressing like a woman.
He dressed up like Where's Waldo.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was dressed up like a woman, but he was also dressed like Where's Waldo. He had the fucking color hat and shit.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, this guy.
You know what's even more messed up? Again, this guy's not even fucking involved in this. Somehow, they said that this guy was a Donald Trump supporter. How the fuck, why the fuck would you assume this is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is not even involved in this. Are you going to blame Donald Trump for fucking everything? Are you going to blame Donald Trump? I don't like the guy, but come on. You can't blame him for fucking everything.
That's the trend, bro. And it's been like that even since before, you know, they stole the election, which, you know, some people say, you know, that he lost, you know, that Biden won. But listen, man, the fucking election, I mean, it should have ended that Tuesday night. Maybe, you know, Wednesday morning. But no, they fucking dragged it, and they dragged it. Trump's votes never went higher, but Biden's votes just kept on going higher and higher until, you know, he quote-unquote won. But anyway, everything is so fucked up, bro. Up is down. Down is everything is just backwards.
Yeah.
You watch. They'll probably get some fancy lawyer or some shit to represent this guy, clearly out of his mind. So many red flags is what I've been hearing. That, you know, he lived with his parents, and his parents didn't do anything. They're saying his parents maybe even enabled him to do this, and they're talking about charging his parents. What do you think about that?
Well, I can't say it's his parents' fault. He's a grown. How old is this guy, by the way?
He's 21.
Okay, well, at that point, it's not the parents' responsibility. Sorry if people are upset, but it's really not, all right? He's a grown-ass man. He decided to fucking do this. And it's not the fucking parents' problem anymore. They tried their best to raise him right. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know them personally. But
right.
You know what? It is what it is. Not the parents' fault. It's his own fault. He's a grown-ass man. He did it on himself, okay? End of story.
I think that, too. However, they're saying that, you know, the parents enabled him. And I suppose that we will keep you updated on this story as, you know, the weeks come about and we learn more. So, yeah, it's fucked up. We've been seeing this time after time for quite a while now. It's become a big trend. You can't even go to the movie theaters. That was what? That was a long time ago. The shit, the movie
theater,
I think it was what, 2011, 2009 or
something. That was the Dark Knight thing, the Batman.
Yeah. So, you know, and like it's never slowed down. It just keeps going. Nightclubs, churches, schools. It just keeps going.
Now.
Shopping centers, you know, parking lots. It just keeps going on and on and on. And at this point, you know, it's going to happen because we live in what they call a free country. And you have your right to protect yourself. And part of that is bearing arms. It's unfortunate that these guns get in the hands of these fucking criminals. And then, you know, it almost seems like the law is on their side. I was watching some news the other day about this guy in New York that's getting charged. He was working at the bodega. Some thug goes in there and starts fucking robbing him. Guy pulls out a fucking knife or some shit and stabs him. The guy getting robbed. And now he's going to jail.
What? Because he's...
For defending himself, you know? Yeah. So, wow. You know, they said that he should have taken a beating. Oh, my God.
Well, was the robber armed?
That, yes, he was. That's in New York, okay? That's how fucked up it is in New York. They have the same problem in L.A., these fucking district attorneys, they're not charging these fucking criminals. You give these motherfuckers time when you catch them with a gun, maybe they'll fucking think twice before they carry a gun.
Yeah.
Now, it used to be that way back in the 70s and the 80s, even in the 90s. It was that way. If you got caught and you had a gun illegally, you were going to do some time. Maybe not much, but you were going to go through the fucking system and you were going to be there for maybe a year before you got out on good behavior or some shit, but you were going to do some fucking time. Now, it's maybe a ticket in some of these places. And nobody gets punished. And that's why it just continues, my friend. The cycle fucking continues. So, yeah, we're going to keep you posted on this. They're talking about a bunch of red flags and shit, but at the end of the day, he was legally able to buy those guns because that's what the law said. You know, at the end of the day, he's 21. He's his own man. So it's interesting if they're going to go after the parents, but, you know, we'll keep you updated on that shit as it goes on. So let's move about, my friend.
Yeah.
Apparently, fucking Brett Kavanaugh, in an update on, you know, the Supreme Court justice that, you know, they tried to kill him a few weeks ago. That you didn't hear anything about it on the news, but it happened. Well, now, you know, he can't even go out to eat because they're there, you know. Recently, he got thrown, I think it was just last night, maybe. He got thrown out of a fucking
restaurant
or whatever because, you know, they were out there protesting and shit, causing...
Well, to be fair, I don't think the restaurant appreciates a protest, you know. Of course, they were in their rights to throw him out, you know, because he was drawing attention to the restaurant, and that's not good for business.
So, you know what? You're absolutely right. Here's their statement. They said, on Wednesday night, D.C. protesters targeting the conservative Supreme Court justices who signed on to the Dobbs decision overturning the constitutional right to abortion got a tip that Justice Brett Kavanaugh was dining. Wait a minute. That's not the statement.
That's just a recap.
Yeah. So the protesters soon showed up, you know, out front. They called the manager to tell him to kick Kavanaugh out. And later tweeted that the justice was forced to exit through the rear of the restaurant.
First of all, here's my thing. How the fuck did they find him?
You know, there's people on the lookout everywhere. And they're encouraged by people like fucking Nancy Pelosi and that other lady, Maxine Waters. All right?
Damn. You can't even enjoy a fucking meal.
That's right, because they tell them to, you know, find them in restaurants and everywhere. There's clips of this on the internet where they're telling their supporters to fucking find these people and fucking go out there and fucking tell them you can't do it. Kick them in the leg if you have to. These are fucking politicians encouraging this. In fact, I even spoke about this, you know, one or two seasons ago. Maxine Waters and shit. Pelosi. Bunch of horse shit is what it is.
Tragic. I mean, I don't feel bad for the guy that got kicked out because I don't fucking know him. So I feel bad for the restaurant more than I feel bad for the guy.
So here's the deal, man. The question is, do public figures who make these rules that we all have to live by, do they get to do whatever they want at all times without any social repercussions?
No. No, because it's not fair. It's not fair that they get to do anything they want, but we can't. No, it's not fair, no. Especially when they manipulate people on forums to tell people to go after a certain person and stalk them at a fucking restaurant like fucking losers.
Do public figures have some right to privacy in public spaces despite choosing to wield huge power over others in a democratic republican?
Yeah. People,
in a democratic
people have
republic?
Rights to... Yeah, people have rights to public privacy.
Privacy, right? Mortons agrees. Here's their statement. Honorable Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh and all of our other patrons at the restaurant were unduly harassed by unruly protesters while eating dinner at our Mortons restaurant. Politics, regardless of your side or views, should not trample the freedom at play of the right to congregate and eat dinner.
Look,
there is a time
point,
and place for everything. Disturbing the dinner of all of our customers was an act of selfishness and void of decency. That's the official statement from Morton's.
Well, here's the thing, okay, and I completely agree. At this point, fuck politics right now. That's off the table right now. You're fucking coming to my establishment. You're fucking causing a scene. This isn't about fucking politics. This is about you ruining my fucking business.
Exactly.
Yeah, well,
I mean, what kind of horseshit is that? There's a time and place for everything. But you're there fucking shit up for everybody? That's the same thing that happened like just last week or some shit on the freeway somewhere. I think it was in California. Bunch of fucking tree huggers or some type of they want Biden to declare a fucking climate emergency. All right?
Climate
people
emergency.
Protesting. Yeah. Because, you know, we're under a climate emergency. The world's going to fucking end in, you know, 9 years or whatever the hell they were saying. They're fucked up in the head, right? And these people
the
went and see themselves. Well, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said a couple of years ago that we had, you know, 11 years to fix our shit or otherwise, you know, it was going to get really fucked up, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But fuck it. Listen to this. Just last week, some fucking tree huggers like that are crazy in the head went and threw themselves on the road, on the freeway in California. People fucking, they blocked up the traffic and shit and they wouldn't move. People were getting out of their cars and fucking throwing them around and shit, and others would go and get in their place. It blocked the whole freeway. It's disgraceful.
At that point, this is not about politics. This is not about freedom of speech or, you know, protest. This is about you being a fucking dickhead. That's what this is about. It's about you being a dickhead.
And trying to fucking hijack everything. I mean, come on. What kind of shit is that?
Fucking hippie.
So
what does you blocking the road have to do with helping fixing climate change? I want them to explain that.
Yeah, I mean, who the hell knows? It's a fucked up world, man. I mean, and it's getting here in the U.S. It's like gotten really bad, and everything starts over there in Europe. And then it comes this way. Sometimes it even starts as far away as Australia and New Zealand. And then it comes this way. All this fucking left political crazy shit. Like, okay, there was a time when Democrats were cool. Hell, I've been a Democrat. But I mean, shit, it just got to where, like, this is just a bunch of fucking horse shit. But I digress.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck we got this far into it. We're barely getting started, too. So that's the whole Brett Kavanaugh thing. That's an update on Brett Kavanaugh, by the way. And let's see here. What do we got left? We got a bunch of shit left.
We got Biden denouncing the...
Yeah.
The extremists.
President Joe Biden... denouncing the Republican Party, you know, the GOP, the Grand Old Party, as they call it. He's denouncing them as extremists. Everybody that's on the right is extremists, you know, because, you know, we love our country and we're against this fucking bullshit. all this crazy nonsense. And, you know, this crazy nonsense that we're sick of is the very definition of extremists. Is it not?
Yeah.
Look at these extreme motherfuckers shutting down the highway. You know, that's some fucking extremist shit, but they overlooked that. Instead, the extremists are the people that don't want abortion.
The extremists are the people who chase somebody and stalk them to a restaurant.
You know? But in their eyes, the extremists are the people that want to save babies' lives. We're the extremists. And that's what he called Republicans today, extremists, as he signed his, you know, executive order on abortion access. Because even though the Supreme Court, you know, overturned Roe versus Wade last month, you know, President Biden can do his executive order to, you know, save these abortions because, you know, killing babies is what it's all about. But I digress. So what do you think about this? President Joe Biden signing an executive order to, you know, not exactly overturn it, but it's an executive order. It would take years or so if they wanted to change. Who the hell knows how long it'll take to change it? But this is what President Biden wants. What do you think?
I think this is a clown show. That's what I think. This is the most entertaining clown shit I've ever seen. This is like a fucking bad soap opera, you know? It's a bad soap opera in real life between politics, you know? Next week, we're going to find somebody dressing up as a clown in the Supreme Court selling balloons.
You know, we have seen clowns before. Remember, I think we've talked about them on this show a couple of seasons ago.
Yeah.
When we had clowns showing up mysteriously out of nowhere.
That was
and then they
amazing.
Would disappear
yeah.
just like that. And then, you know, after the elections, the clowns went away.
Yeah.
Well, now, my friend, speaking of clowns and crazy shit like that, what we're seeing now on the shores of South Texas, on the beaches along the Texas coast, washing up into the beaches, we see dolls of all sizes, big dolls, small dolls, and I'm talking about big motherfucking dolls. Small dolls, tiny dolls, baby dolls, all kinds of dolls. And they're not just, they're fucking creepy looking. Hey, what? This is obviously staged. Do you think?
It must be something like a movie or something. Sounds like something out of a movie. Or maybe it was like a boat carrying dolls. And maybe the boat sunk and the cargo got released into the ocean of dolls or whatever. But it sounds like a horror
question,
movie.
Where were these dolls going and shit? Yeah, they look like horror movie type dolls. Dolls that would be used in a, you know, a Rob Zombie video or some shit like that.
They must have been shipped into a ship or something. Because that's the only thing I could think of.
There's got to be a story behind that, my friend, and we will bring it to you once it is revealed. Because I got to find out. I saw it just yesterday. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? I saw it in the local news. So, yeah, President Joe Biden out of control. He declared the Supreme Court out of control, actually, and he, you know, signed his order that abortions can't continue.
Well, in a way, he's right. It is out of control right now because it's a clown show. Circus.
And so we will definitely keep you posted on Joe Biden. And his whole family is a clown show right now. You got this Hunter Biden that they're still protecting in the news. it's recently been revealed that he actually, you know, there's a voicemail where he's talking about Hunter Biden, that they've been cleared. Whatever that means. It sounds pretty suspect, but we don't know.
I guess cleared from whatever was in the laptop.
Looks like we've been cleared. Anyway, so yeah, President Biden. Also, in, you know, relation to President Biden, you got Ashley Biden, her diary, where she was really talking, she was talking about how she was taking showers that were, you know, probably inappropriate with her dad.
Okay.
That's pretty fucked up, isn't it?
Well, does she say how, what age?
That was not said. But if she was old enough to remember that these showers were, you know, probably inappropriate, it begs the question, what the hell is going on?
All right, first of all, why would you write it in your fucking diary knowing that somebody could just leak it and, you know, it's kind of stupid.
That's exactly what happened. Just, you know, it didn't make the news. If it would have been Ivanka Trump or whatever her name is, Ivanka Trump, it would have been leaked all over the place. But this was very well hidden. But it's there. In fact, the FBI recently rushed in to, you know, the owner of this right-wing political website, Veritas, which, by the way, means truth in Latin. Veritas. ¿Verdad? Yes, sí. Truth. ¿Verdad? Truth. Veritas. So, yeah. FBI broke in there looking for the diary. Because the guy had done a report on it. He actually had been in possession of it, but I think he had sold it by then or something. I can't remember the story. It just recently happened, a couple of weeks ago, which is when we should have talked about it, but we didn't. But anyway, Joe Biden using the fucking FBI to go after people, you know, to protect his own interests. He's trying to find this diary.
Well, yeah, because, you know, one, it's stolen property, and two, he doesn't want anyone to find out what's in her diary in case it's bad for him.
Well, it's already known what's in her diary, my friend, because apparently it made its way to a Trump rally. This was like last year, bro. And everybody saw it, and people were, like, you know, wanting to buy it and all kinds of crazy shit. So this diary is well known already. And the only thing that's not well known is all of the contents. But I looked it up a couple of weeks ago when it happened, and, of course, on the website it was talking about how, you know, this news story is changing so fast and blah, blah, blah. Let me look into it now and see what the hell they're talking about it now. From June 18, Joe Biden's daughter reportedly writes of alleged abuse in diary. This is WTRF.com. Of course, she's a drug addict, you know. And apparently she left her personal diary under a mattress in a Palm Beach, Florida halfway house where she stayed rehab stint.
If she's a drug addict, then do you think she could have made up the story, like hallucinated the fact that she took a shower with her dad?
Well, that's possible, but it's also possible that, you know, she's telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
She says
there's that possibility.
The diary reportedly details her drug use, her sex addiction, and her being hypersexualized. And she said she recounted times she showered with her father when she was young. Something she allegedly wrote was probably not appropriate.
But she's so not saying what age. She's
so this diary came
age.
To light when a Florida woman who stayed in the same room that Ashley Biden had vacated at the halfway house found it in 2020 and sold it for $40,000 to Veritas, the people that Biden had broken into this past 3 or 4 weeks ago. They broke into the guy that owns Veritas, the guy that runs that organization, into his fucking apartment or whatever the hell to look for this diary. But the woman, her name is Amy Harris, she's being investigated by the FBI, you know, regarding her involvement with the diary.
Oh, fuck.
Which the outlet says that, you know, the Bidens allegedly reported stolen in a burglary.
Wait, so what's her Bidens, name again? Amy Harris?
Yeah, the woman that found the diary was Amy Harris. And she found
She doesn't have relations to Kamala Harris, right? Or what?
No, I doubt it. I doubt that. That would be known by now.
That would be coincidental and, you know, very, very disturbing if that's the case.
So, yeah, all of this is going on with Ashley Biden, and it's all being hidden in the media. Why do we not hear about this on the 10 o'clock news, 11 o'clock news, whatever the hell it is?
Because they don't find it interesting enough.
But it is. I mean, if it was Ivanka Trump, it'd be all over the news. It's a double standard. It's fucking hypocrisy. She also wrote about her financial troubles, saying that she was down to the wire. And it goes on and on. She's apparently the youngest daughter and his only child with First Lady Jill Biden.
Okay.
His son Hunter, of course, you know, infamous for his alleged sex and drug addictions, which was chronicled in the laptop that he left behind. All this other stuff is coming out about him with hookers that he paid. Joe Biden funneling him money so that he could pay for Russian hookers. At the end of the day, they were the ones with the Russian hookers. Oh my God, you can't write this shit. Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, it's not illegal. It's just
according to
hookers.
Multiple reports, bro, the laptop allegedly shows Hunter Biden engaged in sex acts, drug abuse, and contains documents about his family's business deal.
Well, he's an idiot for that.
One of these days, maybe we'll be able to see what's on that laptop, but I doubt it. They'll probably erase it clean, and we will never know. But there's the guy who found it. Maybe he has a copy of it, and maybe he'll turn it over to, you know, FBI. Because he's turned it over to the FBI and the CIA, the FBI. But they're all crooks. They work for the Bidens. Even when President Trump was president, they weren't working for him. They were working for the Bidens. Hell, when Trump was talking about how he was bugged, they had his office bugged. He was actually had his office bugged. But they passed it off like he was nuts.
Yeah.
But this is what they do. They fucking fuck you over with the news.
The news.
But I digress. The news keeps on going, baby, because I reveal the news right here on the World Generation Podcast Network on the Full Tilt Boogie Show, which we're bringing so far every Friday night. I think we just missed one Friday.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing pretty good. The ratings are going good. They're going well. By the way, let's see here. Let me go over here. We have listeners right now in Australia.
Good day, mate.
Thailand. Japan. It's daytime over there right now.
Yeah.
South Korea.
Good.
Romania. Austria.
Nice.
Germany.
Nice.
Netherlands.
Nice.
France.
Oui,
United
oui.
Kingdom. And Ireland.
Nice.
Mexico. Canada. And the good old United States of America, baby. So we're moving
That's
up, baby.
Great.
Yeah, we're getting started. We still need, you know, South America and Africa
and
Asia. We're lacking some in Asia. We've got Thailand and South Korea and Japan, but I'd like to see some other. I'd like to see India back on. We used to have India bright blue, which meant we had a lot of listeners there. I'd like to get them back on board. So pass the word, Full Tilt Boogie. We're talking about American politics, American, you know, pop culture, and all kinds of madness. What else? We talk about the news.
We talk about
politics.
Messed up celebrities.
Yeah. We talk about all kinds of shit, and we still got a long way to go. We got to talk about Kanye West. He's building cars now, you know.
Good for him. I'm being sarcastic, by the way.
Kanye West building cars now. Apparently, he is building a foam car. It's made out of foam. I don't know.
This is what happens when you become a has-been.
Yeah, he's building a foam car, apparently. And I don't know how it's going to go. I saw it. It looks ugly.
This is what happens when he becomes irrelevant and had a terrible marriage with Kim Kardashian. This is what happens. You hit rock bottom.
He was, he was being poisoned the whole time.
Yeah.
So it's the Donda company teases a car made of foam. It looks like some kind of utility vehicle that you would see on the moon or some shit. It's a foam vehicle conceptualized, designed, manufactured in the United States. Amen is what the picture reads, along with the picture of the... You know, that's what the caption reads underneath the picture of the proposed concept car. So he's always going to be a part of the conversation, you know, when talking about the realm of American celebrities.
Yeah.
Having 12 million followers on Instagram alone. He's done so much in his career.
So much that we don't even know a single thing that he's done.
Not a damn thing. You know, one of the things I remember Kanye West the most for is there was one time I was taking the car through the car wash. This was several years ago, probably 2011, 2009, something like that. And hell, maybe even 2008, 2008.
Yeah.
I was taking my car through the car wash and I had to change the station. I was listening to the AM, but, you know, in the car wash, you couldn't hear it, so I had to change the station. I put it on. It was this crazy fucking song, man. It was fucking horrific. And it didn't make any sense at all, like, musically, okay?
Yeah,
it was like as if a child...
It.
Yeah, well, guess what? I pulled out my phone. Back then, I had the app already. I had an app. It wasn't a smartphone, but still, there was an app available. Maybe it was a star. Who the hell knows? There was an app available. I put the app on to see who it was. It was Kanye fucking West. I can't tell you which song it was because it was fucking absolute shit. And I couldn't believe how famous this guy was. I was like, holy shit, that's Kanye West. These people have gone to hell. The country has gone to hell.
The only thing I know about Kanye West is every time the camera points to his face, he just stops smiling. He tries to be the most miserable guy in the fucking world.
Well, probably because he is. After being with, you know, that wife he was with. I mean, even in this picture, speaking of looking miserable, he's in this picture sitting in something. I don't think in that car, it doesn't look like it's made out of foam, and it doesn't look like that car, but it looks like some kind of construction vehicle that he's sitting in. And he looks like he's absolutely fucking miserable. That's his gimmick, I guess.
That's miserable. That's miserable.
That's his fucking gimmick, looking miserable. So, yeah, that's the latest on Kanye West. I couldn't fucking believe it when I saw that. And I thought, I've got to report this craziness. I've got to report on this craziness. So let's take a little break now. And we come back. We're going to talk about all kinds of other madness that we have, including July 8th, which, you know, was today. We're going to talk about the San Francisco bullshit. Some other useless news, nonetheless, news. And maybe even more updates. Who the hell knows? But we'll be right back after these words on the Full Tilt Boogie Show right here on the World Generation Podcast Network.
All my exes live in Texas. I dearly love to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, saints and sinners, you're listening to Dynamite Fallout. Chuck and Lee inviting you to tune in to Dynamite Fallout, a show where Christian Killjoy and I break down AEW Dynamite's weekly episodes right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. That's Dynamite Fallout, Wednesday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, 10 Central, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Be there. Friendly Fire Cigar Studios in Houston, Texas. You're listening to the Full Tilt Boogie Show, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more. Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there. Welcome back. Welcome back. Full Tilt Boogie Show on the World Generation Podcast Network each and every week right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. I guess I don't get tired of saying that on the World Generation Podcast Network. What the hell? Something's off tonight. Can you hear me?
What? Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. Something's off tonight. I think it's because, you know, I'm not drunk yet. Open up this beer here. Got a beer going here for this cowboy. This cowboy from hell. You like Ozzy Osbourne?
I don't know him as a person. I don't like his music, to be honest.
I like his music. Yeah, that guy was that fucking guitar player at that point, at that time. He was badass. His name was Randy Rhoads. Got taken out.
The guitar is nice. It's just the singing's not that of.
He got taken out in a plane accident.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think it was the driver of the bus. I think that's who it was. Him and the driver of the bus. Well, the driver of the bus was a pilot, and he wanted to go up on they were somewhere where they had a little plane, and he wanted to go up on that plane, and he begged Randy to go up there with him and shit. Then the idiot went and crashed the plane into the bus, no less. And unfortunately, the guitar player died. His name was Randy Rhoads. He was a really great guitarist. I mean, these solos on these songs are... Man, they're badass. But I digress. Of course, Ozzy recently had, you know, some kind of surgery. I think it was for his back. Moved back to England. Guy's always been a nut. I remember he was banned from San Antonio, Texas for many, many years for pissing on the Alamo. He decided after a concert there in San Antonio that he would go and piss on the Alamo.
Piss on the Alamo.
Who the fuck does that?
I'm surprised he didn't get his ass kicked.
It is surprising. Apparently, I think he got arrested. I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't have. I don't remember exactly what all happened to him, but I know that he was banned from San Antonio.
I mean,
obviously, he got arrested.
Of course you would get pissed. You pissed on a national monument.
That's pretty fucked up.
It's a crime.
You know what else is a crime? Is this fucking beer I'm drinking. This fucking Bud Light Chelada. Lemon and chili. Lime and chili. It fucking sucks, bro. I bought it because I can't find those fucking green Modelos that I like so much. They're out again.
Maybe they're
out. Yeah, they're so good, bro. That they have many flavors now. They have two different red ones: a regular red one that's made with like tomato juice. Then they have one that's made with tomato juice and fucking like a little bit of picante. All right, I like that one, but I don't drink it that often. But I like it. Then they have the ones that are lime. Then they have a fucking pineapple one called Piña Picante. That one is fucking super badass. Then they have a fucking mango picante or mango chili. I think it's mango chili. That one's fucking badass. I had one of those earlier. And now they've introduced a new one, Naranja Picosa. Actually, it's naranja, like an orange. Picosa, you know, like chili, like a little bit of heat.
Yeah.
And that orange one is badass too. My favorite one is the pineapple one. So anyway, you can't find them hardly anywhere. Right now, you're lucky to find the orange ones. Today, I was lucky to find, they had a bunch of orange ones. I went to different stores, no less, looking for them.
You think that's fucking bad? I can't fucking get a certain kind of Fanta. I'm trying so hard to get the apple. The green apple flavor of a Fanta drink, and you can't fucking get it, so.
Yeah. And then they say it's a shortage of aluminum cans, of aluminum.
Bullshit.
That's what they're saying.
Bullshit.
So I don't know. But, yeah, all I know is that it's hard finding any of them. So I had to, you know, in a desperate act, I saw that Bud Light had these now, you know, these lime flavored with chili. So I decided I would pick up a couple of them, and shit, man, I'm beginning to think it was a mistake. This beer fucking sucks. I can't give it a, good, good review. So that was this week's beer review. And, you know, Christian from Philly talking about how he can't find the Fanta apple. What is it? Apple cream or something?
No, it's a soda. It's like a juice soda, and I want to buy this certain flavor, but I can't because it's out of stock, these little fuckers.
There's
anyway, moving
one
on.
That I like. Yeah, there's actually one that I like made of apple. I actually recommend it. It's called Manzanita Soul. I guess it's a Mexican one. But, man, I fucking love that. They have it at this restaurant that I go to called Taco Cabana.
Yeah.
And they have it in their fountain. Man, I love that shit. It's the only time I drink it. But they sell it in cans, and it's available on Amazon and, of course, Walmart. Walmart even has it in bottles. Which, by the way, these bottles now have also gotten smaller. I hardly ever buy sodas in, you know, a bottle at the store, you know, like Circle K or 7-Eleven or whatever. I hardly ever buy these 20-ounce sodas anymore. But the other day I was in a mood because I rarely drink soda during the daytime now. I only drink water. But I was in the mood for a soda the other day, so I was like, fuck, man, I'm going to go in and buy a soda. I went in to buy a fucking soda, a Coke Zero, zero sugar. Tastes pretty damn good. You can't even tell it's fucking zero sugar. And I'll be damned. The bottle got smaller now. They used to be 20 ounces. Actually, in the beginning, they were 16-ounce bottles. I remember. They used to be 16-ounce or 16.9-ounce bottles. Then all of a sudden, we're going up to 20 ounces. And then they even have 24 ounces. And 32s even, a whole fucking liter people walking around with. Well, now they're back down to 16.9 ounces. Huh?
Because it's more cheaper.
Yeah. Well, you know,
to make.
The shrinkflation, you know. They're back down to 16.9 ounces, and you're still paying the same fucking price, $2.29. It is what it is, brother. Welcome to the Biden administration. We also have some crazy news tonight.
Yeah.
Actually, it came about yesterday, I think it was, or maybe the day before. It was reported that a Georgia monument, I don't know if you had ever seen this. It was someplace in Georgia. Let me find out.
In Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia, baby. It was near Elberton, Georgia. It was a monument that was kind of reminiscent of, you know, what's that fucking Stonehenge? Kind of looks like Stonehenge, bro. Bunch of fucking weird blocks, and nobody seems to know where they came up. They came up back in the, I want to say it was like the late 70s or some shit. These things were erected. I've known about these things, and I've seen them in pictures before. Well, recently, something crashed into it, and it was unknown what it was that crashed into them, maybe a drone or some shit, and fucking destroyed it.
Yeah.
Destroyed them. They fucking destroyed them. So now they were, you know, because they were fucked up, damaged, heavily damaged, they went ahead and took them down. But, yeah, that's what happened in Georgia. Recently, what are your thoughts on that? People just vandalizing shit now. You think someone was offended by these things? They
I
got
have
so
no
fucked
idea.
Up about it. They went and crashed some fucking drone carrying dynamite or something. It appears that they have. I'm looking at a picture of them right now. It appears that they have some kind of writing on them, but I can't make out what they say.
If you're offended. If you're offended over a monument, then you need fucking serious help, my guy. Like, seriously, it's just it's just a fucking decoration for a tourist trap, okay? Like, unless it offended your religion or whatever, it's just a fucking tourist trap. Get a life. Get help.
Yeah, it's a bit much, bro. It's a bit much. You want to talk about extremism? That's fucking extreme.
Extremism. That's not extremism. That's called terrorism. Because that's something like. Am I wrong for saying that?
I mean, it's a bunch of horse shit, you know? I don't know. Who in the hell would do it, and for what reason? What's interesting, the most interesting part about it is that, you know, it was erected under mysterious circumstances, and it went down under mysterious circumstances.
Fuck.
Something a little more mysterious.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, apparently, was the inspiration for the name of a new millipede species. You know,
yeah.
A fucking worm that's got a bunch of fucking legs on it?
Yeah.
She has more than 200 songs to her name, and now there's a millipede that's named after her. It's called Nanmaria Swifte.
That's fucking
or
stupid.
Vernacularly, the Swift Twisted Claw Millipede.
I wouldn't take that as a fucking compliment.
I know, right?
You're basically calling Taylor Swift an insect.
According to this report, it says that the Swift Twisted Claw Millipede is a quote-unquote thank you from the person who named the millipede, the newly discovered, you know, millipede. His name is Hennen, 32 years old, Derek Hennen, an entomologist who completed his PhD at Virginia Tech back in 2020. He's the one that discovered this millipede species.
Okay.
And named it in Swift's honor. Get the fuck out of here.
What a fucking... He needs to get a life.
This guy needs to get checked out.
He needs to get laid.
This is a thank you gift, bro. I mean,
this is
worse than a cat bringing you a fucking dead bird to the door.
Thank you. It's one thing you want to name a child after a person. Okay, I could get that. But not a fucking insect. Come on now. Now you're just being fucking stupid.
Well, you know what it is, right? It's a bunch of fucking horseshit, bro. That's what it is. That's a bunch of fucking horseshit. And this guy, fucking Derek Hennen, whatever the hell, Derek Hennen, yeah, he's full of it. He stepped right in that fucking horseshit. That's what this shit's about. And he stepped right the fuck in it. Moving on with some more fucking crazy news. Because we do that here on the Full Tilt Boogie. We do whatever the hell we want. Penguins, apparently, unimpressed with a Japanese aquarium's shift over to cheaper fish. You know, the inflation hit fucking everybody, bro. It's hit everywhere all over the world, you know. It's the Russians' fault. Biden seems to think it's the Russians' fault, you know. But when the USA is doing bad, the rest of the world is doing bad. And right now, the USA is doing bad by choice because of, you know, President Biden's fucked up policies, is my opinion.
Wait,
but I digress.
Penguins have problems. Penguins have
yes.
problems because of the deep fish.
Yeah. There's a video where the guy is trying to feed the penguin a fish, and he's like putting his head down looking the other way, bro. He doesn't want that fucking cheap ass fish. Give me back my other fish, you fucking bitch ass.
First of all, okay, let me explain something now, all right? Although penguins are cute, they're right up there in the category of what do these animals do for fucking society?
They're side by side with bears.
Yeah, because what the fuck do they do for society? Like, they can't fly. They're the most useless birds ever. They can't fly. So what fucking good are they? For society. They don't contribute nothing.
So apparently they are, you know, ungrateful as well. On top of being everything you said they are, they're also ungrateful. They don't even want to eat the cheap fish.
Yeah.
So, they're being uncooperative. I guess they're going on some kind of strike, but yeah, it's that's what's happening. They switched to
You found the fucking penguins from Madagascar. These are fucking real penguins.
Apparently, they switched the penguins from their usual diet of Agi, a.k.a. Japanese horse mackerel, to a cheaper variety of mackerel after the price of Agi spiked nearly 30% over the last year. But the video, it shows the video at the aquarium, it shows the penguins. He's being stubborn and he's refusing to accept the offerings of the cheaper fish from the fucking keepers. I'm like, this fucking penguin's got a lot of balls, man. He depends on these fuckers to give him food, and then the food that they give him, he doesn't want it. What the fuck? What, talk about an ungrateful son of a bitch. So that's the story on penguins in Japan, which begs the question. I wonder if, you know, other penguins in zoos are reacting and behaving. If we find out, we'll definitely let you know, but that is interesting. Maybe the penguins will get together and fucking...
you think this is bad. Imagine if fucking polar bears are in zoos right now and they start acting like this. Forget about the fucking penguins. You're going to get mauled to death by a fucking bear if you don't give them the right fucking food.
I mean, that could happen. Here recently, and I'm talking about, this is from the 6th of July, a couple of days ago, we had a bear burglar.
Yeah.
Breaking into an Idaho man's car.
Great.
A fucking Idaho man captured video of a clever bear that repeatedly opened the door of his parked car outside of his house. Outside of his house, bro.
They're just proving my fucking point every time we hear a story about bears. That not only are they don't contribute anything to society, they're a menace. Fucking society. So, you know, they're just proving me right every week.
I hate them. I hate them. I hate them.
Every
they're just proving
fucking
me
week,
right.
Bro. Every fucking week, bro. The victim, Christopher Josephson, said the bear burglary was the first incident of its type in his 30 years of living near Schweitzer Mountain. It's happened in the mountains of Idaho, the Schweitzer Mountains. I saw a bear opening my car door then closing my car door, then opening my car door, then closing my car door, and then getting in and ripping up the door panel, and then jumping in and having its way with whatever snacks were in the car. This is what he told the TV station. He said the bear had two cubs nearby, but that they did not display any aggressive behavior. Definitely not aggressive. They're just more lounging. They're hungry bears. They want a free snack. So, there you go. More bear news.
Fuck the bear.
Apparently, Eric Donenfeld, the owner of the Northwest Auto Body, reached out to Josephson and offered to repair the damage to his vehicle. I wonder if he was going to do it for free. Let's see. He said his shop has already seen two vehicles damaged by bear break-ins this year.
Yeah.
He says, we want to look out for our neighbors. I would suggest people lock their doors even if they live in nature, even if they are not worried about their neighbors.
Lock their fucking doors? Are you fucking stupid? The car was already locked and they still braked in. What do you think locking the doors will do? They're still coming into people's houses, you dipshit.
I mean, just last year we reported on a fucking bear that broke into a fucking store.
Yeah, you dumbass. Lock the doors. Doors ain't going to do shit.
Yeah. So, yeah. Crazy fucking news.
Anyway, another thing, who the fuck wants to live in the fucking woods knowing that animals and critters could fucking roam about and break into your fucking houses?
Absolutely insane, my friend. Absolutely insane. Here reported a couple of hours ago, and actually at the top of the show, brought to you by Christian from Philly, the Philly Nelly with the chili on the willy. Two men fatally shot during funeral procession in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
100% targeted. There's no other way, is what they're saying. Definitely targeted. Ambushed and shot during a funeral procession in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania on Friday. Man, I was at
that's a fucking wake earlier.
I was at a service earlier.
That's so great, isn't it? Now you can't even go to a fucking funeral. And then you're going to have your own funeral. That's so great, isn't it?
You can't, bro. I mean, you know what, bro? I hate to tell you this, but it's true. It's the absolute truth. As I was sitting there in the service tonight with many family members who were grieving.
Isn't that creepy? You texted me earlier today that you had a service to go to today, and then this shit happens. Isn't that fucking creepy?
It is creepy. And then also, I was at the service, believe it or not, while I was at the service, I went from 4, I arrived at 4 o'clock and I left at 5:45. And while I was there, I was sitting by two doors. One of them, which looked like it was locked, but later I learned it wasn't locked because I saw a lady go in there and get a fixture that looked like it was heavy. It looked like it was made out of clay, but obviously it wasn't because she picked it up with ease and moved it so that she could put some flowers on top of it that had arrived. And so I saw that door, I thought it led out to the carport that's located on the side, but apparently it didn't. But then there was another door. This was a double door, kind of like a door you would have on your kitchen, to go out to your patio, or in your dining area to go out to your patio, or in your family room to go out to your patio, kind of a double door like that, right? And I thought to myself, man, this would be fucked up if somebody came in through these doors and started shooting. Honestly, I thought that, bro. Because, you know, now all these fucking shootings happening all the time, I become conditioned to this. Anytime I go somewhere, I'm looking for what am I going to do if somebody does this, comes in and fucking starts fucking blowing the place up. And getting back to my point, you can only do, there's only three things you can do. You can hide, you can fucking run, or you can fucking take action and do something if you have the means. But
this
really,
is like something
that's all you can do, unless if you're packing a fucking gun yourself. And then, you know,
like
it would be your responsibility to have to take them out, not that we're promoting gun violence.
What's next? Weddings? Is weddings next?
Oh, my God.
That's what's going to happen? A wedding? God forbid, a baby shower? Are baby showers next?
It's fucked up, my friend. And so that happened in your neck of the woods over there in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. The city of brotherly love, my ass.
The funeral was being held for the victim of a homicide in Philadelphia.
Nice.
Investigators said the shooting was not random. 100% targeted, 100% ambushed. Nice. They were followed, they were targeted, and they were assassinated and shot and killed.
Of course, you know.
Police released photos of the man they were looking to speak with in connection with the shooting.
Now they're going to have two more funerals.
Absolutely insane, my friend. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Christian from Philly.
What's next? They're going to shoot you while you're taking a shit? That's next? Can't even go to the public bathrooms anymore. You can't go anywhere no more. That's why you stay at home. Bullshit. Straight up bullshit.
It is straight up bullshit. I have a little bit more news, and then we can close out. Actually, the show went by kind of fast tonight. By design, too. By design, too. I was wanting to, you know, get in and out. But I can't leave without telling you guys about another fucking bear.
Another bear.
This was a couple of weeks ago. A fucking bear broke into a Wisconsin vacation home. The family was sleeping. Fuck.
This is the opposite of the opposite of Goldilocks and the three bears. The bear is the one that's fucking looking for food.
There's a fucking video going around where there's an officer. Obviously, they called the cops, actually, to get the bear, to deal with the bear. Or the game warden or somebody. There's pictures of the bear on top of the sink. It looks like a bathroom sink. The door's off fucked to hell where he broke in. The video is of the guy, the officer, trying to, you know, he's got a big stick and he's like, the bear is fighting off the stick, but the officer's holding the bear back with the stick.
Fighting with a stick.
Oh, here he comes.
Didn't they not have no fucking, like, sleeping dark gun? For this shit?
He's luring the bear with this fucking big pipe or stick-looking thing. The bear's is starting to chew and gnaw on the pipe, but he's walking him out at the same time. The officer's walking backwards while he's controlling. And yeah, and he got him out of the fucking house. But the bear did damage inside that fucking house, bro. And then can you imagine the fucking horror? A fucking waking up to a fucking bear in your house?
They must have thought we got fucking robbed. But then they told them later, oh, no, it was a fucking bear. Okay, well, that's better then.
Yeah. A fucking bear.
Fucking Yogi must be stopped.
Yeah, indeed he must. Not to be left behind. Pigs are making the news. A fucking loose pig was recently made a visit to an Illinois high school.
Okay.
They were trying to capture him. He did no damage, though. He's a lovable pig. Pigs can
be
pets.
You know,
Alexa Bliss has a pet pig.
She had a pet pig.
Yeah, she had a pet pig.
Yeah.
I think this this show is dying out, brother. So let's go ahead and I had a good time.
All right.
Yeah, we had a great time.
You want to add to it or?
No, I think we're done for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Christian from Philly. Tune in next week when we talk about politics and all that shit. Good night, everybody. Have a great day. Had a brain fart. There you go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Good night.
I appreciate you, Christian. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next time on the show. So, yeah, each and every week we're trying to come out here and do this whole news show for you. We're trying to provide you with some news, some political news that you might not be aware of, some other news that you might not be aware of. For example, Kanye West building a car. And other things that are crazy and unexpected right here on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. So we're going to head out this week. Thank you very much for listening. If you listen to us during the week, thanks again so much. The ratings are there. I appreciate you. And this is Chuck Amuck wishing you, until next time, a sweet ever after. Peace, motherfucker.
This has been a presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.